It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Mark lives in Connecticut, but I learned about Mark and his journey through a mutual friend. And I like my bicycle too, but not enough to go 4,000 miles. And this morning from Walla Walla, Washington, or as Mike Birbiglia, our friend, the comedian, says, Wyo, Washington, is Mark Thorsheim, who's riding his bike 4,000 miles across this beautiful country. And you're going to wonder why, and we're going to answer it. Mark, are you usually up this early to get started?
Good morning, Brian. Believe it or not, my body just really springs out of bed at about 5 a.m. I think what happens is certainly the first couple of weeks, my adrenaline was so high getting the ride going. I actually had trouble going to sleep. Now I'm so focused, and my body's, conditioned to just, get going early, and early is better, early is safer.
Yeah.
And the weather conditions, are typically better as well.
So listen, we have a slew of questions, and when you get home and have the time, cause I know you've taken time off from work, we'd love to have you in studio to really, really talk about it. But I think for people listening, the first and foremost, like, what are you doing and why are you doing it?
Yeah, sure thing, Brian. So I had an itch to scratch. I always, enjoyed cycling, loved it as a kid. Raced BMX bikes and rode bikes in college. And then, as I got older, cycling became a real passion again. And so I thought it'd be a great way to see the country. But most importantly, what I realized when I started conceiving this is you really need a purpose. And so I'm a board member for a very important nonprofit agency in Connecticut called Career Resources. We refer to it as CRI. They are the leading workforce development agency in the state. We're a big partner with the state of Connecticut. And the group, it does a whole kind of wraparound service around serving the unemployed, the underemployed in the state of Connecticut. And we especially work with what we refer to as returning citizens, folks that are coming out of incarceration, and we're there to help house them, give them clothes, and begin working on job skills and training, something that, in many cases, have never been given, the opportunity to take advantage of. Most folks who are imprisoned, something like 70%, I believe, in the state of Connecticut, don't even have their high school GED. So this has been a passion from the time I was introduced to the organization. And I love working with the people. The client stories are just incredible. Yeah. To meet the clients firsthand. So that's been really the great part of this trip is being able to talk about CRI as I cross the country, because the story does resonate in this world of, at times, certainly people view job stuff as the number one priority.
So just for people to know, if you go to careerresources.org, you can get all the details of what they do. And again, it's here in Connecticut. And I think if you want to follow the ride, you go to thortour.org. Again, it's thortour. And Mark is personally matching up to the first $25,000 raised here. And you can donate from that page, learn about more about the details of why Mark Thorsheim is doing this. And he's in Walla Walla, Washington now on his way to Astoria, Oregon. So I want to do kind of rapid fire-ish stuff on some of the things I'm curious about. First of all, how much do you have left?
One quick note too, by the way, is we've exceeded at this point with offline donations about $50,000.
Wow.
from third parties, and my family and I are matching 50. So we will have raised over $100,000 for CRI. So we're very proud of that. Every dollar counts these days. So I am sitting in Walla Walla. The goal is to finish this Saturday in Astoria, which would be June 24th. I started the trip on June 25th. I started the trip, and this Saturday is August 24th. So I'm hitting my kind of 60 to 65 day window that I thought would be realistic, and I'm super excited. I've got my, the final days all mapped out, and I arrive in Portland on Friday and meet up with my best friend from high school, who works for Nike. So he's going to be my SAG vehicle the last day, going into Astoria. And my wife and my youngest son are able to make it out.
Again, please, I hope when things calm down, you'll come in studio, because I have a slew of questions, but we only have about a minute and a half left. Any crazy stories, animals, near death, anything that's, there's got to be stuff that's happened.
Well, so I refer to the trip as kind of mystical. I'll give a quick example. I was in Ashtabula, Ohio, buying some groceries in line at a grocery store. And this couple in front of me, Doug and Michelle, got very interested in my trip. Doug is a cyclist, and Michelle couldn't have been any nicer. She picks up all my groceries, puts them on the belt, and they pay for them. And then they invite me to their RV camp dinner. This is kind of a vacation area off of Lake Erie. And so they were just wonderful, really gracious. The next day, I'm riding towards Cleveland. And I'm a good 60 miles from Ashtabula, I think, at this point. And a cyclist pulls up alongside of me, and he's very interested in my trip. And we chat, and cyclists can tend to be very social. So this gentleman, Andy, could not have been any nicer. He tours me into Cleveland, shows me the lay of the land in downtown Cleveland at the waterfront. We grab a bite, and he realizes he's got to get going, and we exchange information. And about an hour later, Andy texts me and says, "Hey, guess what? You met my sister and brother-in-law, Michelle and Doug, yesterday in Ashtabula."
That way, and it was random. Like it was totally unconnected.
Just completely random.
Oh, awesome.
He just sidled up alongside of me, on my route into Cleveland, and it was surreal. That was a very crazy story.
We got to run. Listen, good luck the last couple of days. It's an incredible effort and a great cause. And like I said, I'll follow up when you get back into the groove at work, and maybe you can come up or something, and we can spend an hour and chop it up about this, because it's a great thing you're doing.
That's great. I know Connecticut got hit hard by rain, so I think the 10 inches of rain that showed up earlier this week thankfully has not showed up in the West here. So let's keep it going. Hope you be safe, and thanks again for taking a few minutes with me.
No problem, Mark. Good luck today. Thank you.
See you, Brian. Bye. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.